Hi, Coach.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
How are you doing?
Excellent, thank you. Excellent.
Both your franchise and the 49ers have drafted very athletic QBs in the last couple of years. Is that something that you see being a trend in the NFL? Just guys that can make yards with their feet as well as their arm.
I think it's helpful. I mean, as difficult as some of the pressure packages that you see from defenses are, and the quality of the pass rushers that there are in this league, a lot of times, passing plays sometimes don't operate on the rhythmic clock that you would like them to, and they disrupt the rhythm and timing of the pass game. And having a quarterback that can escape that and sense that, and move and throw on the run, and then move and scramble and gain a first down, it's very, very helpful to an offense.
What's your take after watching a few games of Colin Kaepernick?
He's playing well. He's not surprised. I mean, they have a good scheme there. He's he utilizes his athletic ability very, very well. He throws the ball well. I think he's accurate. He's completing, I believe, around 65% of his passes, if I'm not mistaken. And I think the guy's a good football player. He's very, very competitive, and I think he's off to a good start.
Is it interesting, like, just watching what different, he's only had three starts, watching how each team has tried to defend him?
Yeah, well, as you got, San Francisco has a very, very good scheme. They're well coached on offense, and they kind of create some issues for you. And then, again, when you add, they have a unique scheme, I would say, overall. And then when you add in the dimension of a quarterback that's as dynamic running the ball as this guy is, that can present challenges to a defense, no question.
Given the way the Rams have played the 49ers this year, can that be helpful just to maybe study those games a little bit more to see maybe their blueprint for success?
Well, I think, obviously in coaching, I think you always have, you always kind of take a peek at, teams that shut down an offense, or, if there's obviously there's not a lot of tape of teams scoring a ton of points on the 49ers. But, you may want to steal things if they can fit into your system and your scheme. It's hard to copycat and draw up a whole new, plan of attack in 1 week. But certainly we've looked at those tapes, no question.
Jody, you sort of have to be prepared for a different cast of receivers with this group every week. They have so many different guys they go to.
Yeah, it's a good group. I mean, the thing about it is they've got good, their skill players on offense are very, very good. I mean, you look at, Crabtree's having a very, very good year. Manningham's been a productive player in the league. He's playing well. Randy Moss is still a productive player. They've got a tight end that's, probably as good as there is in the league. And then they've got an excellent back. I mean, he's a quality running back. And so they present a lot of issues. And, that doesn't even get to their offensive line, which is very good also. So it's a well-balanced offense.
Speaking of your offensive line, obviously Jonathan Martin has stepped right in and started. He's going to have, a new challenge this week, moving to left tackle and probably facing a lot of Alden Smith. I guess what has impressed you about him this year?
I think his poise, his professionalism. This guy hasn't batted an eye. I mean, he walked in here and has been a starter since the day he got here, basically. And he just keeps working. He doesn't say a whole lot. He just works. He's diligent. You watch him in stretch, he's working. You watch him in individual period, he's working. You watch him in team period, he's practicing his fundamentals. I mean, and he goes out and he cares about his job and he wants to contribute to the team's success. So we really like what he's done so far. He's certainly got a long way to go, but I think his pro career is off to a good start.
Joe, when you visited with Alex Smith during free agency, how did that go? What kind of impression did he leave you with?
No, he's a first-class individual, and he's an excellent football player. You could tell he's a team guy, unselfish guy, loves the game, passionate about football, and really good person. Really enjoyed my time with him.
Well, why didn't it work out there?
You'd have to ask him. I don't know.
Did you guys make an offer? Did you want him?
We had a great visit, and I'll leave it at that. I think you should talk to him. You know, any relationship takes two sides to tango, and I think you should certainly ask him about that. But I have nothing but good things to say about our visit. Really enjoyed it.
Okay. Were you surprised just how things have, gone down here in the last few weeks with Kaepernick getting in there and then holding on to the job?
Not really. I mean, again, that's something that the coaches in San Francisco, that's their department. They're certainly in charge of it. They would have a much better idea of things than I would. And, every coach makes decisions for the best interest of their own team. So nothing would surprise me.
What are your impressions of Aldon Smith?
Well, he's, what does he have, 17 and a half sacks, in 12 games. That's quite a pace he's on. I mean, he's just, he's kind of got a knack for being, getting to the quarterback, sniffing things out. He's a good rusher when the quarterbacks, drop back. He does a good job containing when the quarterbacks try to bootleg his way. He does a good job hustling and chasing down quarterbacks when they're maybe extending a play. I mean, he's around the quarterback a lot. And, some of it's effort. He's got good change of pace. He's got good speed. He's got surprising power, I think. He's obviously got great length. He has a lot of, really good physical attributes, and he's got some kind of natural, wiggle in him as a pass rusher. So he's going to be a load, no question.
How much of his success is can be attributed to playing next to Justin Smith on that line?
Well, it's a well-coached defensive line, and it's just like anything else. It's usually one. It's hard in football for one guy to do it all on his own, And so, I think number 94 does an excellent job as well. He's been a productive, good football player in this league for a long time, and they certainly, they're a pair to deal with, no question. But I think the whole scheme too. I think the secondary helps, 99's production because they do such a great job covering, and sometimes a quarterback doesn't have real good places to go with the football quickly, so he holds on to the ball at times, and then here comes the pass rush.
A couple of the other coaches that have faced the 49ers this year have commented or made note of Justin Smith holding offensive linemen. Do you see any of that in the film that you've watched?
Well, again, every team, sees that they can free up their rushers in the twist game. Every coach is, coaches teach it different ways, and that's not going to be an issue in the game. An issue in the game, we're going to teach our guys to punch and separate. So that's how offensive linemen have to play anyway. So we're not overly concerned about that.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye, guys. Yeah, really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.